knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He is Dean. He's Dean Richards, and he's right here. Dean, a week ago, I think the three of us were kidding around, but maybe not, about the idea of a Victory Auto Wreckers, the movie.
Movie, right.
The president of Victory Auto Wreckers sent us an email saying how much he appreciates the idea and that they're looking into it.
And that Robert Downey Jr. is going to be starring as the guy with the wide white watch band.
Well, we suggested Keanu Reeves, and he said he doesn't think he could get Keanu.
Over budget.
Yeah. But he did say he would give us writing or idea credit or something.
Yeah, we get idea credits if that happens.
Is that something that normally shows up in a movie credit when they roll it? It must be at the very end of the credits.
Based on an original goofy joke by, it would say our names,
Wendy show.
By all three of us. We'd all get a credit.
Oh, I get a credit too.
Let's hope that happens. Oh, a quick note from the world of film. Pee Wee Herman just announced that they're going to make a third Pee Wee Herman movie.
I was just going to mention that. You read my mind, Bill.
How about that?
I told you that last week, and you said it was a lie. You busted my bubble.
He's been talking about this for about 6 or 7 years now, but now it looks like Judd Apatow is attached to it, so it'll happen.
Exactly, yeah. Now, what you had mentioned was the rumor about it last week.
About Pee Wee's?
Because that was the big news last week, that it was rumored to happen.
Okay.
And this week, Pee Wee actually, and I call him Pee Wee because...
You can.
Because it's fun?
It's his name.
It's fun to call him Pee Wee.
It's his name.
That's my name. Don't wear it out, okay?
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
Nice.
That was Bill, by the way. Take a picture, it'll last longer.
That was Bill, by the way.
I loved him. And then you know what's sad? I absolutely idolize. Paul Rubens is the man behind Pee Wee Herman. And a friend of mine was working for a record company, and he performed at the Park West, and we went backstage and met him, and he was adult. And I never used that word, but he was. He was so rude and obnoxious to us.
Aww.
And it burst my bubble.
It's not good.
No.
Nobody wants their bubble burst.
I didn't want my
I
bubble
love him.
Burst.
By Pee Wee Herman.
I still enjoy his work, just don't
Maybe
meet him
Maybe he was
afterwards.
Having a bad day. You know, everybody's entitled to a bad day.
The a complete set of Pee Wee's Playhouse just came out on Blu-ray.
I know.
So I've been watching them lately.
Tell me something I don't already know.
With Lawrence Fishburne.
And Lawrence Fishburne and Phil Hartman.
Yeah. Captain Carl. Yeah,
exactly. So I've been enjoying that. And I think, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, in New York, Pee Wee Herman staged Pee Wee's Playhouse on Broadway.
Yeah.
Where they actually recreated the entire playhouse on stage. And I could,
with Cherry and everything?
Cherry, everybody. Miss
really?
Yvonne.
Oh.
Name it. Everybody.
She was King of Cartoons.
Everybody was there. King of Cartoons. Not all the originals.
Oh, yeah. Because Phil Hartman's no longer with us.
He's dead, right?
Yeah.
But it was so much fun to watch it when it was there. I'm sorry it didn't tour. I understand why it probably couldn't. It's a pretty elaborate set,
sure.
Building Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
But it was just fun and just stupid, and I had a blast with it.
In the past, he's hinted that the third installment of his movie series would be a much darker version of what we're used to. Is that a good idea to do for Pee-wee Herman?
I think you stay with who brung you.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think that's
agreed.
With what people want.
Yep.
I don't think we want like Pee Wee Herman and Gone Girl. You mean like something like that?
Yes. Wouldn't that be fun?
My wife's not dead.
The girl was here and now she's gone. Deal with it.
You do an outstanding.
Yeah,
Pee-wee.
You do
Bill.
Do a great Pee Wee.
You do an outstanding
so
Pee Wee. Which I'll just say, just as a way of teasing something for. I don't think it's next week, but maybe the week after. The new Dumb and Dumber movie is coming out.
Yeah.
They should have stuck with what brung them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Has that changed dramatically?
Not going to be a good review.
Oh, no.
Not going to be a good review, I'll tell you right now.
All right, more with Dean Richards. We'll find out what's going on at the box office this weekend. Wendy, more with Dean Richards telling us what to see and not to see at the box office. But first, a very important phone call.
This just in. Hi, Chris. How
Chris,
are
a little
you?
Enthusiasm, please.
Okay. I got to tone it down, I know.
No, you're fine.
Hi, how you doing?
That's We're better. Doing great. What's the purpose of your call, madame?
I heard the 720 thing.
We did. We played the 720 thing. That's right.
The money clip?
Yes, yes.
Well, you know what? You called the right number, 312-981-7200. Bill, what number caller is she?
Chris, your caller number 72, which means you just won $720.
Whoopee! I'm really excited.
That's fantastic. Congratulations.
That was a fake whoopee.
No, that was a real whoopee.
It was?
Yeah, that was a real whoopee.
All right, $720 bucks, yours.
Yay, thank you.
Dean Richards will drive it to your house after the show today.
Oh, great.
All right.
I've been wanting to talk to him.
That's the way that it works. Whoever is actually in the money clip.
Right. They're responsible
delivers
for delivering
the money to you.
Yes.
All right. Well, hang on, Chris. We'll set you up. We need your vitals. And the rest of you, listen weekday mornings at 7:20 for your chance and to find out how to win the money clip.
Dean, you made the money clip today. Congratulations.
I'm very excited, although I thought for sure my conversation with Steve this morning about Uranus would be the
one. Keep Bill out of this.
The planet. Dean means the planet.
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
Maybe that'll be tomorrow.
I was talking to Steve about Uranus.
That's weird. That just got weird. All right. We are out of time.
We are not adults, are we?
No, we're all 11.
Darn it.
We're all 11. Tell us about this movie, Nightcrawler, please.
It's of all the scary, creepy movies to come out this season for Halloween. I think this one is the best one.
Really?
Of them all. There've been like some traditional slasher movies and such to come out, but this one is just genuinely a creepy movie with Jake Gyllenhaal. Playing this delusional, I guess, opportunist, you might say. He's he's a guy who can't hold a job, who kind of trolls the streets of Los Angeles in the middle of the night and accidentally comes upon a terrible traffic accident. And he's oddly attracted to it. So he on the freeway there, gets out of his car, goes to look at this terrible traffic accident. And it's bloody and it's a horrible mess. And at the same time, these news guys are showing up. Not TV news stations, but these guys that are freelance videographers.
Yeah.
There really is this profession of people who listen to the police scanners and then go to where crime scenes are and videotape them and sell the video back to television stations who don't normally have, their full news crews out in the middle of the night.
That's a great idea people to do.
Yeah, a little bit like what Larry Schreiner used to do.
Yeah,
it is
here on
it?
WGN back in the day. But in real life, it's a very competitive profession. And this Jake Gyllenhaal character, this weird guy, sees this and thinks, hey, here's an opportunity for me. He goes to a pawn shop, gets himself a video camera, and gets into the news gathering business, gets himself a police scanner, and is going to these scenes and is capturing disgusting, horrible video. And he thinks, well, if I can do this by listening to the police scanner, what would happen if I was somehow able to manipulate the news? So I would definitely be there in some cases before the police arrive.
Yeah.
And I can get all the video that I want and sell it to police station to television stations.
Yeah.
So it's the story about this guy who is not only filming the news, he is manipulating and even becoming the news as it's happening. And it's this Jake Gyllenhaal. I mean, it's an interesting story. I think partially because it's, the news business. So, it's sort of like inside our world a little bit. But I think most people can relate to this story. But mostly it's a really interesting statement about the depths to which some news people and some television operations will stoop to get the story first, to get the bloodiest, goriest, most sensational film footage that they possibly can. Rene Russo plays the news director of this television station in Los Angeles, which incidentally is our sister station. It's actually filmed at our sister station in Los Angeles at KTLA.
Oh, really?
They don't say it's KTLA.
But it is.
But I've been there. It's KTLA.
And you recognize it.
It's KTLA. It's exactly our sister station.
That sounds really creepy, great, and gross.
Jake Gyllenhaal, I mean, it's this interesting statement. It's this pretty interesting story. Jake Gyllenhaal is so creepy in this movie and will send chills down your back. in his not only his physical transformation, he lost something like 30 pounds to play this role.
Yeah.
So his eyes are sort of sunken into his head. His face is really, you know, kind of skeletal looking. He looks really creepy, and his just overall performance is great. But Rene Russo also, as the news director who is buying, she wants the most disgusting video footage that she can possibly get. She sort of channels Faye Dunaway. Remember in the movie Network?
Yeah, of course.
Anything, you know, anything for big ratings, anything. Yeah. It's a little bit like that. She's also quite great in this movie. So I'm winding up giving this one Dean's List B+.
Oh, that's excellent.
Really like
that's
this.
That's very, very good. I love hearing, like, as you're telling the story of it, and I know you're like this too, Wendy. Every once in a while, a story will come along and you go, wow, I've never heard that story before. When something's so fresh and original, it just makes you want to go and see it.
Yeah, this is in the news business. These, you know, these videographers who literally they troll the streets at night in their car. They have their cars are set up with antennas and police scanners and all kinds of radios, so they can hear exactly what the police and fire department is hearing. And the second that they do, they hightail it over to where the gore is, where the accident is,
to get the footage and before often, the cops arrive.
Yeah, often the footage that you see on morning TV, often of things that happen overnight, are shot by people like this, and it's I guess a fairly competitive world.
And Jake Gyllenhaal's been great since Donnie Darko. I'm sure you've seen that movie. He always gives you different characters. His work in Brokeback Mountain is still just so exceptional.
Right.
So
I think this is one of his better performances, really.
It is. All right.
In a really long time. I think that's great. They're also, if you kind of roll old school with your horror films for Halloween, they're re-releasing Saw on big screen.
Oh, are they?
Don't we sound so excited
I've
about
never
it.
Seen Saw.
I know it's not either. A movie about Uranus or anything.
Saw,
but
not seen Saw.
I don't like just slash. I need story. I don't just want to see people butchered.
Yeah,
I
agree.
I want to know why they're being butchered.
Right.
Somebody just sits next to me and goes, well, because that guy needed to be butchered. Then I go, okay, I'll
sit
through
this. Yeah. Pet peeve of mine, too. I need a little bit of story. And also very common to this genre, the handheld photography that's bumpy and jumpy and all over the place. And I don't want to get a bucket of Dramamine when I go in to see a movie. I don't want to ask the theater owners, where's your Dramamine-flavored popcorn coating?
It ruins it, doesn't it?
Although that's a great idea. You should market that.
Great ideas invented.
That's Dean Richards.
Hot Doug's not the only guy with great ideas on the show today.
We know that. That's Dean Richards, everybody. Watch him on the WGN TV Morning News. Listen to him on Sundays right here on WGN. More after this, it's Bill and Wendy here on WGN.